Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Live 105, your morning mess. Joey Boy.
Natasha Castles.
And it's Anish.
We were looking for somebody seeking vengeance, and let's say good morning to Natalie.
Morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Oh. She's already laughing.
I love Natalie already. Okay, so Natalie, we're seeking revenge on who?
My boyfriend, Richard.
Your boyfriend, Richard. All right. How are we doing so? Or why are we doing so?
Yeah, I was like, I hope you know how. Well, all right, so this is why. So we've been together for 8 months, and Richard's gotten, like, really close to my dad, which is awesome because my dad doesn't like anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But he totally ended up making this gigantic mistake in front of my dad and outed what I do for a living.
Oh, Lord.
And, and it's bad.
Wait, do you strip somewhere?
No, not that far gone.
Okay.
wait, well.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Not that there's anything wrong with stripping.
Right.
No, I'm a phone sex operator.
You're a phone sex operator?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Really? Is that like your only job?
Yeah.
Really? You make good money?
I make really good money, yeah.
Hold on.
Great job.
Anisha's Googling this. Like, to a point to you don't need to work another job?
Nope, I don't need to work another job.
Yeah, you don't.
I mean, what is
Oh, my gosh.
What else is there to work? You work from home. She can do stuff while she's talking on the phone.
Well, how much you make an hour, though?
Well, that depends on what your options are. You know, you get different choices.
Okay, so obviously you didn't have that conversation with Dad, and Dad didn't know that that's what you did for a living.
No, he thought I just worked at, like, a regular call center. And, you know, after a couple of beers, apparently, Richard, you know, totally dropped the bomb. You know, they're out at Four Peaks, and, like, everything's good.
No.
That sucks. Wait, so what does your dad do at that point?
Freaked out. He's
right.
So mad at me. Like,
right.
Really mad at me. And Richard knew it was a secret, so, like, you know.
So it was just drunk talk.
Yeah. It was total drunk talk, and I'm so annoyed at him. So he deserves to be embarrassed, right?
All right. Well, all in favor to get Richard back live on the radio, say aye.
Aye.
Natalie, have you heard of cupcake calls?
No, I haven't. What's that?
Well, I'm going to let you know in a few minutes, right? Valley, if you're a brand new listener, this is how we get your boyfriend Richard back tenfold, okay?
Awesome.
All right. I'll let you know in a few minutes. Don't move. All right, it's Live 101.5, your morning mess. Your guy, Joey Boy.
Natasha Castles.
And it's Anish.
All week long, we're giving you these Katy Perry tickets. This hour, you're listening in for... When you hit happy, call it 10-260-1015. And you are going to the concert of... Next year.
Yeah, of 2018.
Can't believe we're going at it. Anyways, let's say good morning again to Natalie.
Morning, girl.
Hey.
Hi.
So we were in the middle of just discussing in studio. Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing what your boyfriend did to you. Do you want to let the Valley know again?
Yeah, my boyfriend, Richard, outed me to my father for being a phone sex operator after a couple beers, even though he knew it was a secret.
I got to give him some slack, like he was a little drunk, but yeah, that's awful to
reveal.
Wait,
how did your dad react?
Oh, he was furious. He's not even speaking to me still.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a little dramatic.
Well, probably because you talk like this. Yeah, Dad.
I have no idea
how he told you that, Daddy.
Oh, my God.
Do you talk to your dad like that, or you know how to turn it on and turn it off?
Of course. I'm a professional.
You make good money at this.
I have really good money at it, yeah.
So you're not going to quit?
No.
Okay. But you do want to get your boyfriend back for embarrassing you.
Yeah, I think I have that right.
Absolutely. All in favor for this cupcake call, say aye.
Aye.
Oh, cupcake call is what's going on right now, Natalie. Do you want to explain what a cupcake call is?
This is where we're going to give you about 60 seconds to call your boyfriend and get him to baby talk you on the phone, on the radio, and tell everybody about it.
Oh my God.
You love it?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing, because he totally does this weird like baby talk thing when he's, you know, like in the mood.
Oh, you guys have a freaky relationship. I respect the hell out of that.
Well, she has a great job for that.
Yeah,
too.
She does. Bedroom goals. So I guess it's going to be easy. So I want you to do something for us. I want you to text all his friends, text his coworkers, text anybody that you think he will be embarrassed about. Okay?
I'm on it.
All right, we're going to get his number from you in a hot second, and then we're calling your man up with a cupcake call up next.
Awesome.
All right, hold on right there, hon.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar cake, humpy, humpy, humpy. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
Hello?
Oh, hey, honey. It's me.
Oh, hey, hon.
Listen, my phone died, so I ran into the store to call you. I ran out of gas, and I'm, like, completely over today. So can you come get me?
Babe, I can't come get you. Can you call insurance about it or AAA or something?
What? No. Really? You can't come get me? This is, like, the worst day ever, and I really, really need you to come.
Babe, I would love to right now, but I've got a meeting with Boss Man, and it's about to start in a little bit here. I can't just drop what I'm doing. I mean, is there something I can...
But, you know, listen, I'm like all alone in this manager's office. I'm about to cry. I look horrendous. I really need you.
Oh, honey, I mean, I want to make you feel better, but, like, I don't know what I can do for you. You're the most beautiful woman in the world. How can I help you? I can't believe this is happening.
I don't know, but I really don't believe you right now. I only believe you when you use your voice for me. Can you do that for me?
I'm at work, babe.
Yes, please. It's like the only thing that's going to make me feel better. Please. And then I'll call insurance. If you can just do that for me, and then I'll feel better, and then I'll call insurance, and it'll be okay.
All right, I can't. I'm gonna have to sneak into the bathroom. Hold on a sec. Hold on.
Okay. Thank you. Just for like a few seconds.
Okay. I'm gonna just get into the bathroom here. Who's my pretty little baby? Baby wants some milk. I got something for baby to put in her mouth.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Baby. Oh, you want me to rock little baby to sleep in the bed? You want me to put baby to bed? Oh, who's a pretty little baby? Who's a pretty little baby? I'm gonna put you right into your little crib.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like a creeper.
What in the world?
I don't know if I feel comfortable listening to this anymore.
Oh, my God, that's so gross. Why in the crib?
Hello?
Sounds like he has a mask on while he's talking. Richard, we gotta let you know you're live on the radio. It's the Morning Mess. You just been cupcake called.
Oh, man.
This is on the radio right now?
Yeah. Do you work at a call center?
No, I'm not at a... Oh, wait. What's going on here?
Natalie, do you want to explain to him why we're embarrassing back?
Yeah, Richard. This is my revenge on you. For telling my dad what I do. Sorry, dude, but I had to do it. It's like,
oh my God. Are you freaking serious right now?
No, are you freaking serious right now?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I want to crawl under my desk right now.
Are you going to crawl under your desk?
I'm so sorry, Richard, but seriously, it had to be done. They all agreed with me.
Of all the people, Richard, you had to tell her daddy that she works as a phone sect operator?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Can you cut it out, please?
Can you cut it out with these scissors?
This is not funny, man.
It is very
funny. I can't even believe...
I can't believe you. Hello?
Shut up, dude. This is not even funny right now.
Big guy.
Dude, shut the
up.
You
shut up.
Shut the up.
You shut up.
Knock you out.
That's a bad word.
You and your stupid little radio station.
Hey,
other people.
Not nice.
It's not a little radio show.
Screw you guys.
No, sticking stones, bitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.